This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. We abbreviated OPP. What do we have?
We have Stacy today. She has a budding romance, perhaps, at her job.
Oh, no.
Her job.
Okay. This is always a great idea. Stacy?
Yay.
What's, can I just help you? Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't. Okay, what's going on?
No. So I have this huge crush on one of my coworkers.
Okay.
We kind of always talk to each other and, you know, sometimes it just feels a little flirtatious and stuff. And so I'm always like, ooh, I like this. And he's usually in a relationship, but he told me the other day, like a week last week, that he and his girlfriend broke up. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, ooh, is this my chance to ask him out? You know, and if he doesn't, if I'm like not reading the signals correctly, will it make it weird at work? do I make the move or do I wait for him to make the move? Like maybe he is thinking about asking me out, but you know, it's just that like, he's really handsome and really kind. And I'm just like, if I don't do this now, he's probably going to find another girlfriend real quick. Somebody else is going to jump in.
You guys are
going to
be in that sitcom thing where you have a boyfriend and he doesn't, and then back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
Aaron's drooling already?
Do you think there's a chance? Do you think there's a chance that you're missing this? That like, here's the thing. I think guys misread signals all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like guys think she likes me, but girls don't. You're way like if a girl is semi nice to me, I immediately assume we're sleeping together. It's gonna like
thus the trend of dudes leaving their numbers on their receipts at restaurants.
Thank you.
Like, oh, the server was kind.
She put a smiley face on there. She clearly wants to get in bed with me.
Yes, I'm in.
Right. So no. But you're a girl. So are you sure you're not inflating this in your head?
The inflating of him liking me back?
Yes. Because you're like, I don't know. You just think he's kind and like, and I feel like you're trying to say, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're like, he told me he broke up. So it's like, that's him like going, here you go.
This is your,
yeah. Like
that stuck out to me too, because it seems
why
like,
why would he tell you?
Right. I mean, we
working
here
because you guys don't just have conversations like, oh, anyway, I broke up with my girlfriend with other women.
I have those conversations with two groups of it pretty much encompasses everybody, but it's like two groups of people, like sort of people that I don't care about, not that I don't care about, but that I'm never going to sleep with. And then definitely the ones who I want to sleep with. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you're like, I'm
the
telling
opposite sides.
Tiek and Aaron, I'm getting a divorce. I'm not trying to sleep with either of you, but I'm just telling you things are going to get
rough.
Come on. Sorry. I thought
Tiek.
I thought Tiek would be the most disappointed there. But then I would definitely float it out there to the cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's, I'm wondering, because we working at a radio station is not like
normal.
Not a normal workplace environment. So we're very open with each other and all that. It seems like if you're in a professional environment, if he's saying things
in
like
cubicles.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Oh, but, yeah, he's peeking over. By the way, I'm single.
I'm single.
Back down.
But it's,
let me, okay. 303-222-5423. That's the text line. That's the phone line. We need lots of people on the phones telling her what to do. So you're asking if you should, if you should ask him or wait for him or what?
Right. Exactly. Like, is this my chance? Is it weird for the girl to ask the guy, especially since he just broke up? You know, is it too soon?
No,
but then it is that thing of like, but somebody else is going to ask him if I don't.
Do you know how long they were together?
Like, so with him, he's been seeing, he sees people, like, I've known him for like 3 years, and he's had maybe two girlfriends since then, and like seeing some people. So this last one is about a year.
Okay. I was just gonna say, like, when I got a divorce of 16 years of marriage, I would have slept with somebody right away, but I didn't want to get in a relationship right away.
That's what I was thinking. It seems like he would probably, and I'm totally assuming, would not want a long-term relationship right now.
Yeah.
So to be like, I'm going to hook up with my coworker, the one person I see every single day, and maybe, I don't know what his role is to your role, if you're higher up than him, he's higher up than you, like, that's just way
too
much.
They'll work out the details.
That's way too much. The phrase of, like, don't poop where you eat or whatever it is, just no. I'm a hard no on this.
But they've already, you've known him for 3 years, you said, and he's kind of, it seems like he's letting you know about the women he's dating, you know, like, is that normal if you're not kind of like, hey, tell me to break up with this girl, please? Like, somebody tell me, like,
but you guys know who I dated.
Yeah. So the first girlfriend that he had when I knew her, he didn't tell me.
Oh.
This was like the, you know, 2 years ago or whatever when he broke up with her, and then kind of started seeing somebody, but that didn't really work out. And then this is the other girl, and this is when the one that he was telling me about.
I see. Okay.
So the longer we've known each other, and, like, that's the thing, is that, like, we're so, I think we're flirty at work. But I mean,
I hope you're right.
They're already breaking protocol. Why not? I also think, I don't know, it's like, people switch jobs all the time now. We have stories about that all the time, that, like, your job, you don't have a career anymore, you just are job. So is it worth, if you really feel like you like this guy, to go, but my job that I might not be working at in the next 2 years anyway, you know?
I wouldn't risk my job for a female.
It would just be, like, the awkward thing, because we have the same, like, level job. We do, like, the same thing.
Okay.
So he's not my boss. I'm not his boss.
No, that answers Aaron's question, and I was going to double back to that, because it's like, if one of you is a supervisor, then I'm all the way on Aaron's side. Like, it's a hard no. If you're if you're genuinely equals, there's no real HR complications.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the awkward thing is if I'm like, hey, got a crush on you, and then he's like, okay, that's weird. We're just friends.
Okay, weirdo,
then
bye.
It's going to be weird at work, you know?
Well, what if we called him?
No.
Oh.
No.
Why not?
Why not? It won't be weird. What if we're like the middleman?
Oh, you're
right. What if I
hit
on him?
You're right, you guys. I'm stupid. You're right. Like, walking up to him. Walk up to him at work and go, I kind of have a crush on you.
Don't do that.
Not awkward.
No.
Calling him on a radio show that at any given time, 3 to 7 people might be listening to. Is less awkward.
Yeah.
But we're the middleman. It's like you send your friend with the note over to the girl you like. We could do that.
Yeah, that I do like doing that. Where it's like my friend over there likes you, but then you run over there and you're
are
the friend.
You 8?
He'll either like Stacy or he'll like Aaron. So either way, maybe he'll like you.
Wait, but you're not considering that.
I mean, if you guys
Okay, we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it.
Why not?
Because if it goes terribly, what do we do then?
Like, we solved it. Then don't do it.
Then it's going to be awkward and work.
We don't work with her.
That's true.
Okay, Stace.
Then we'll have another OP meeting. She'll call back in.
All right, just hang on. Don't move. Okay.
I think, why not?
I'm down.
Yeah. I'm like, curious at this point.
I'm tired of celebrity, like, drama, gossip. I want to know what's going on in this work environment.
Yeah, 3 years.
All right. So if you have advice for Stacey, 303-222-5423. If Tiak and Aaron get their way,
Yeah. Two versus one. His vote is weighted. His vote is worth more. His name's on the show, but...
All right, we either talk to this dude or we talk to you next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're dealing with Stacey's OPP. Against my better judgment, some things are about to happen here.
We won! Yeah,
two versus one.
She's got a crush on a coworker, and he just informed her. They've known each other for like 3 years. He just informed her that he broke up with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And she says they're flirty a lot back and forth at work. It's just the timing's never
You
been
never know
there.
If someone's just like that charming of a person or if there's more intention behind it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stacey.
Yay.
Here's the deal. T-Hack has Doug on the phone. Doug is sitting in an antechamber off the way. If we one more time, you really want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
But
I've had a crush on him for probably 2 out of the 3 years.
Okay,
let's get the answer. Let's figure it out.
Pull the Band-Aid.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, this is not how. Okay,
so then we can move on together.
Here's what I'm thinking. We're going to pick him up, and we got to do some radio things with him. We got to tell him he's coming on the show and the whole thing. Although I think T-Hack has already probably informed him it's a show.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't talk.
Okay.
If you can just be quiet and let us do our thing, and we'll get an answer for you. If it starts going great, jump in there and tell him you love him or whatever. Don't put that energy out there. But I just need you to be quiet because I want you to hear it. Like when we put you on hold, it's complicated. You may not be able to hear the things he's saying if we put you on hold, just like he can't hear us now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I promise I will not say a word.
Be quiet. Okay. Okay. Shh.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
Okay. I know you know this. It's a Slack show. T-Hack, Aaron, and I are sitting in here, and this is really awkward, and this is against what I wanted to do. I just want you to know that.
Yeah. Take the lead, boss. Go ahead. Me and Aaron are right behind you.
So we are to understand, a little birdie told us that you recently broke up with someone.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I recently broke up with my girlfriend. How do you guys know about that?
That's where this whole awkwardness comes in. Hold on. Can I just ask a quick
question? Right
no.
Why am
we're
I
right
doing
here.
This?
We got you.
Yeah, the Slacker Show.
Okay. I don't want to do... Okay.
Sorry. Okay, I'm nervous. No, I'm nervous. We heard a little birdie...
Thanks, buddy. You take over.
Okay, a little birdie told us...
I did that part.
Was that...
Can I ask you, Doug, what did you break up with her? All we know is that you guys are no longer together. So you broke up with her or she broke up with you?
I broke up with her. I felt bad for a while. I mean, we were together for about a year. It's one of those things where there's a certain point. I think everyone has a relationship where it's like, am I already in too far? It's like you want to give it some more time, see where it goes. And I think I was probably putting up with things that I shouldn't have been for a while.
Okay. I know this is awkward, buddy, but like, you have a coworker named Stacy, right?
I do.
That's who told us. And the reason she told us was not out of an abundance of concern that you were sad or mopey or, you know, in a bad place. She told us because she has had a crush on you for a significant amount of time. I don't want to make you feel weird, but it's a kind of a long time. She feels like some of that is reciprocated and we're basically, this is why
we're passing you the note. Like we're letting you know she feels
what's the note?
She has
does the note say, do you like Stacey? Check yes or no? What is the,
You know Stacy, right?
Yes.
Very well. Yes.
Okay.
Wow, I'm kind of speechless right now. I always thought when I first met Stacy, I thought she was beautiful and really, really great person. I mean, we've been friends for the last 3 years, and I mean, I always had a girlfriend, and I guess the timing didn't work out, and I never would cheat on anybody. And honestly, I thought she looked at me as more of a friend. I mean, we joke at the office, and I had no idea that she was interested in me. Wow.
You're not answering the very specific question.
He's processing.
Do you like Stacy? I mean, you thought she was beautiful, but you felt friend-zoned, or you felt you were unworthy of being outside of anything but the friend zone. And this is a wow moment for you. Like, Stacy called us to ask if she should approach you and ask you out. And the the brain trust of the show decided we should call you and do that. This is going way better than I had hoped.
So if you want to, we want to take the hit, I guess. We're standing in as like, we're the middleman here. So what do you have an answer? Do you like?
Did you think this through, Hack?
No,
how about you, Aaron?
Clearly no.
No, okay. This is great.
Do you like Stacy, Doug?
Jesus.
Yes, I do like Stacy. I'm in shock because I didn't think that she liked me back. And wow, this is, oh my God. I've had feelings for her since I met her, really. So, I mean, I don't know if she's listening right now, but yes. I mean, if she's interested, I, oh my God, this is, wow.
It's Stacy. Hi.
Oh my God. I wasn't expecting you to get radio people involved, but I'm kind of glad that you did if you're too afraid, because I've liked you since we started working together.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That is, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, what do we do? You know, I lean towards the negative, so I don't like how this is working out.
You were wrong.
What I was trying to say. I mean, Stacy, how does it feel to know that this is one of those star-crossed lover things? I mean, we've all been in that situation, and like I said, sitcoms are based on it. But it turns out you guys' stars did align, and you both do like each other, so.
I mean, when he said that, I'm still blushing right now because I'm just like, I guess I didn't have to be afraid of talking to you in person, but like, I mean, I guess now we can go on a date outside the office.
Okay,
that would be great, Stacy. Wow, yeah. that
how
would
much
be
longer?
Like,
let's see how happy they are.
No, we have to join them.
No, we're not.
We're in this together.
I'm going to say this. I've let you two have one terrible idea today, and you're cut off.
Congratulations, you two.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we'll just figure out the job stuff later.
Yeah. No. Everything's going to be great. Stacy, I have to be honest. I was ready to pounce on these two on your behalf because I thought this was going to go badly for you. But congrats, Doug. You sound like an amazing dude. Name your first child Slacker. Should you procreate?
Yes. Yep.
We helped. We helped.
We did. No.
If it's twins, you can name one of them Taryn Hack. hang on, guys. That was So do I have to apologize?
You know what? I have to say, though, I was wrong, too, because I said you don't poop where you eat or whatever the phrase is.
Oh, they're pooping.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.